This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chuku. Presenting the 9th consecutive budget in the Lok Sabha, Finance Minister termed the budget Yuva Shakti driven. Ms. Sitaraman highlighted substantial strides in poverty reduction and improvement in the lives of country's people. Finance Minister has announced to launch a scheme for development of Buddhist circuits in Arunachal Pradesh, Sikkim, Assam, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura. Finance Minister Sitaraman said focus will be given on preserving temples and monasteries and establishing new ones in the northeast to promote cultural heritage and tourism. The Finance Minister highlighted the government's vision for increasing farmers' income, empowering the Vyangjans and the vulnerable to access mental health and trauma care, and focus on the Purvodaya states and the northeast region to accelerate development and employment opportunities. The minister announced that Biopharma Shakti with an outlay of 10,000 crore rupees will be launched to develop India as a global biopharma manufacturing hub in the next 5 years. For the labor-intensive textile sector, the finance minister had announced to launch the Mahatma Gandhi Gram Swaraj initiative to strengthen khadi, handloom and handicrafts. The Arunachal Pradesh cabinet chaired by Chief Minister Pema Khandu approved the replacing the Arunachal Pradesh Staff Selection Amendment Ordinance 2025 with a bill at the Dibang Valley District Headquarters in Anini. The amendment allows appointment of a retired officer meeting prescribed eligibility criteria as chairperson of APSSB in addition to serving officers. The cabinet also approved the remedial measures recommended by the One Man Inquiry Commission to strengthen and streamline the functioning of APSSB. Additionally, major approvals of the cabinet including 150 teaching post in special education, 99 JE post and 99 post of the upper divisional clerk in Jila Parishads, along with additional post under the directorate of Panchayati Raj including LDC and data and entry operators. Cabinet approved talent programs such as Battle of Minds, Spelling Wizard and Maths and Science Olympiads as annual calendar events. In a major step towards strengthening national water security and regional development, the people of Karko village in Upper Siang district in Arunachal Pradesh today signed a memorandum of understanding with the government of Arunachal Pradesh, extending their support for the preparation of the pre-feasibility report for the Siang Upper Multipurpose Project, a project of national importance. Addressing the gathering, Sri Ninong Ering, advisor to the Minister Hydropower and MLA 37 Pasighat West Assembly constituency, emphasized that the preparation of the detailed pre-feasibility report is a critical first step to comprehensively assess technical feasibility, environmental impact and social implications while safeguarding national security and long-term strategic interest. Arunachal Pradesh University has achieved a significant academic milestone. Professor Prakash Chandra Jaina, Dean of Academic Affairs, has been awarded a Certificate of Registration of Design by the Patent Office, Government of India, for his innovation titled Interactive Literacy Pen for Adult Learners. Speaking about the innovation, Professor Jaina said, the interactive literacy pen has been designed keeping in mind India's goal of achieving 100% literacy, especially among adults in the rural areas who lack basic reading and writing skills. The pen provides direction and assistance in developing basic skills such as reading, writing and even speaking. To improve accessibility and inclusion through Indian Sign Language, a sign language training workshop is going to be organized from 3 to 5 February at State Banquet Hall, Itanagar, Arunachal Pradesh. It is being organized by the Department of Social Justice and Empowerment and Tribal Affairs. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.